This is Day to Day from NPR News, back with our series, The Five Best Ideas in Television. Here's one, no ads. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. That was yesterday's best idea.
Right. I'm just reminding you.
Okay. Well, what about the voice at the end yesterday that everybody is waiting to hear? Google.
Google. Right. And YouTube, the online video site that Google bought 5 months ago, that's where we'll start with this man.
We are in transition, but I would still identify me just as Jordan Hoffner from Google and YouTube.
His title is Head of News and Premium Content Partnerships. He makes TV deals, and Google is working on a lot of them. TV people are mesmerized by YouTube. It may be the most talked about internet destination of the last year and the most fun anything in the world. Have you seen The Laughing Baby? What has TV people anxious is Google and YouTube laughing all the way to the bank with the ad money the TV people think of as theirs. Viewers, especially younger ones, are leaving old TV for TV online. And to listen to that Google executive, Jordan Hoffner, the difference between the two is the essence of Google.
I don't think that broadcast networks can really target the way Google can target.
Targeting. What Google does so well is today's best idea in television. Now, let me elaborate. Let's say I'm searching Beethoven online, and Google tells me with a pop-up ad about a great recording of the Ninth Symphony, or even a Beethoven ringtone. This is an ad I actually want. I don't resent it. I'm grateful. That's what targeting means at Google and YouTube.
What we like to do with our ads is make them relevant, make it part of the search experience.
Don't you think that people have an identity for Google? They think of Google as something, and they don't think of it as an advertising carrier. They think of it as a tool, a way to find something, and a friendly tool.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Aren't you worried about the prospect of driving people away by becoming the kind of advertising machine that the television networks have become?
I think the big difference is that the way we view advertising is that it's relevant to people just like a search query is. And I don't think broadcast networks are really able to get to that level of specificity.
Present the ads so that we don't think of them as ads. And Google is so good at this, experts project $11 billion in ad sales this year, and it's barely begun to cash in on YouTube. The video site is in a complicated relationship with old TV, partly because anyone can post a video clip on YouTube.
I was listening to the news backstage before I came out here. This just in, President Bush has now promised that we will be out of the Academy Awards by 2010.
If fans want to put up favored bits from Dave, they can. CBS can either say, good for us, free publicity, or you're using our material, that's illegal. This is the subject of negotiation right now, made more difficult for the networks because their numbers are going down. Google and YouTube are going up. Maybe, Jordan Hoffner, the real threat to old TV would be for Google and YouTube to make their own shows.
No, that's not something that we have any interest in at all.
That surprised me. A lot of media watchers are wondering about Google. It feels like a new media company, doesn't it? But not that kind of media company, says Jordan.
We don't view ourselves as a content company. We view ourselves as a technology company. We're just looking to create a great user experience and focus on technology.
But if Google and YouTube really are not interested in making their own programs, at least they're willing to help others make them. And this keeps at least some kind of pressure on the networks.
There is a small comedic team called EP Bird. And you probably don't know who they are, but I'll tell you what they do. They put Mentos into 2-liter bottles of Diet Coke and
right.
create a fountain effect.
I've heard these guys.
In the now.
This went up on Google Video last summer, goofy and homemade looking, but millions of people have watched. Google noticed, Jordan Hoffner says, and called E.B. Bird.
Why don't we help you guys?
Google got Coke and the company that makes Mentos, their sales are way up, by the way, to act as sponsors. And so E.B. Bird got to make another video, even more spectacularly ridiculous than the previous one, and a lot more people got to watch.
Looked like the Bellagio in Las Vegas, and it was something that was really popular online, and we were thrilled with it. So it was really enabling a content owner to get paid and enabling a sponsor to get their message across in a unique way. That's a very strong Google application to the media industry.
A caution. The TV networks currently have a lot more ad revenue than Google does. We're still exploring what the internet is going to be. But I think about an analogy from American history. The internet, perhaps, is like the pioneer West, and media companies are settlers or prospectors rushing to get rich, and some will. But remember who got really rich? Railroads. The online video railroad, YouTube. Made possible by the best idea in television. Keep the ads and the ad money because Google can target so precisely.
It's part of the content and the search experience. If you're engaged, you're engaged. And I think that's the key to all of it is user engagement.
Engagement. More on that tomorrow.
The five best ideas in TV. So far, we've got number one, get rid of ads. Number two, keep the ads, but target them. And Alex, do you have these ideas up online yet?
Well, not all five yet, but they are coming, and there are pictures and all sorts of information available. You know where? NPR.org.